I'm glad you telephoned. I want to talk to you about the subject, I think I'm going to call it, I don't know, using what happens to you. How's that? And somewhere I once read, experience is not what happens to a person. It is what a person does with what happens to him. I think I like that. I'm going to repeat that. Experience is not what happens to a person. It is what a person does with what happens to him. Gosh, there's so many happenings in our life, aren't there? And I'm sure you would agree with me that every day, every single day, we're pressured on every side with experiences. Some of them we might term good. Some of them we might term bad. Some happy, some sad. And I think what we do with them is mighty important. And to take a sentence out of a verse, let me share, "Stand firm and let nothing move you." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. With that in mind, let me share with you a bittersweet story. It all starts by visiting the French Academy of Science. There is a shoemaker's awe. It looks ordinary. But behind the little awe is this story. One day, it fell from the shoemaker's table, and it put out the eye of his 9-year-old son. Well, within weeks, the child was blind, like in both eyes. And at that time, the blind people read by using large carved wooden blocks. Well, when the shoemaker's son grew up, he devised a new reading system, which was punched ink dots on paper. Yes, and that was Louis Braille. And he used the same awe that had blinded him for his invention. That's a cool story, I think. Which leads me to say that experience is not what happens to a man, it's what a man does with what happens to him. And I suppose the bottom line is that while the tragedies or the negative things come into one's life, one can choose how they will affect them. And, you know, I, for one, am working on that. Let's pray, may we? Lord, open our eyes to show us how we see and perceive the happenings in our life. And when they don't strike us in a good fashion, help this one to have faith to say, not, well, why did God allow this to happen? But instead to say something like, how will God use it? So bless this dear one, especially right now, right where they are, in the name of Jesus. Amen. After the signal, if you'd like to talk to me, you may. God bless you. Goodbye.